I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
Crypto family, welcome back. Episode 82. Listen, we on the roll. I don't know what these other podcasts doing as far as crypto and whatnot, but listen, man, we giving it all out. Big game. Like I said, man, it's been a little choppy, you know, halving coming up. Come on now. Got to have your best entries, strategic methods, all that. But let's get into the EP though. First up, y'all, we got the Crypto FOMO. Now, the gang from this is coming from Wired.com. Now, if you don't know what FOMO is, it's fear of missing out. You know, you got the jitters, you're seeing everybody in it, you hopping in, not as confident, you losing money. Big game. But it says that crypto FOMO is back, and so are the scammers. It says that after cryptocurrency prices spiked, scammers have flooded the market with fake tokens that promise investors great riches, but leave them penniless. It also says that earlier this year, Ryan was casting about a new investment. He put $750 into a pre-sale token named Rebel Satoshi. The website was dressed with charming artwork. Investors could pay by credit card, and the apparent press release about it had appeared on Yahoo Finance, all of which gave him confidence in the token's legitimacy, at least at first. It wasn't long before I started having doubts, says Ryan. Before the token was set to release, claims Ryan, the developers behind Rebel Satoshi changed the rules. While investors were first promised their full allocation prior to launch, it would be meted out in increments every Monday over a period of 8 weeks. Each of those transactions had an associated fee, which could now exceed the total value of a small investor stake. Ryan speculates that the developers had sold more tokens in the pre-sale than they intended to issue, and were therefore trying to prevent some people from claiming their share. This is why I always say, do your due diligence in every coin you invest in. You can be all willy-nilly hopping in, you know, you got the bag and whatnot, but ain't no guarantee things gonna go your way. Just because it's hype behind it don't mean it's finna run up. That's just big game. Got a lot of people falling for these games right now, these tricks, especially when you see the run up in the actual cryptocurrencies now. It's gonna be a lot of FOMO moving forward, especially for the uneducated. That's why you tap into the Big Game and Crypto podcast. But at the end of the day, you still got those with those egos in the market. Come on, man. Do your due diligence. Big Game.
Get money in crypto.
Next up, y'all, we gonna hop into the Bitcoin halving. Now, the gang from this is coming from Coindesk.com, and it says that Bitcoin halving has crypto miners racing for epic sat, potentially worth millions. It says that Bitcoin's once every 4 years halving this week may be very different from those earlier. It says that now an intense competition is underway to mine the first block after the halving, which could contain a rare collectible fragment known as the Bitcoin Epic Sat. Now, it also says that this will be the first Bitcoin rewards halving at which value can be assigned to individual sats, which can now be traded like NFTs following last year's launch of the Ordinals protocol. The first sat to be mined for this month could attain a value of about $1 million or more in marketplaces for digital collectibles. It's kind of a lottery ticket, said the executive of the crypto mining firm Marathon Digital. See, this is where I tell people, you don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. Come on now, if we looking at history, you had the dollar, you had pennies. People ain't give a damn about pennies. Soon enough, them joints will be worth more than a dollar. Listen, people slept on sats which is pretty much the pennies of Bitcoin. People slept on sats. Everybody wanted Bitcoin. I've been stacking sats for a while. Why y'all chase Bitcoin? Listen, if you've been in this space long enough, then you understand the correlation of the two. But like I said, an epic sat will overlap the situation completely. Listen, I knew it was something. I just didn't know what. But when it comes to mining, this is the utility Bitcoin provides. The collaboration with Ordinals. Listen, this is finna be big game. Chess like checkmate. Come on, an epic sat, potentially worth $1 million. Come on. Let's be serious, man. People's, oh, you can't do nothing with Bitcoin. Okay, whatever. Dude, stick to the utility and understand it and getting educated on the fact. Big game.
Get money in crypto.
Let's hop into the politics of crypto. Now, the gang from this is coming from Cointelegraph.com. States that John Deaton's crypto backers help outraise Warren in Senate race. Crypto executives from Ripple, Gemini, and Kraken were top bankrollers of John Deaton's Senate campaign last quarter. It says that pro-crypto lawyer John Deaton has outraised Senator Lauren over the first quarter of his year for his bid to seize her Senate spot, bankrolling $1.36 million over Warren's $1.9 million. As who's who of crypto backers make up Deaton's top donors, including Ripple's executive Chris Larson and Brad, Gemini founders Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, Skybridge Capital founder Anthony Cardano, and Ethereum co-founder Charles, and Kraken co-founder Jesse. In total, Deaton's contributors have given him nearly $360,000 in Q1 2024, plus the $1 million he loaned to his campaign, primarily filings to the United States Federal Election Commission. Look, like I said, politics and crypto all the way in there now. We outdoing electorials. Big game. Big game. If you've been tapped into this podcast and you didn't see the timeline of this from the SBF situation up till now, you didn't see the failures of White House officials in this space. All this deflecting, not investing, starting to see lawyers outdo seniority. This is how fast this space is. Big game. Real deal. It's good to see. Like I said, we in different times, man. It's good to see this shift. Just hope y'all paying attention.
Get money in crypto.
Oh yeah, and can't forget, salute to my guy, Senator Deaton. Let's just call this a flawless victory. Big game. Pro crypto lawyer, come on. I see the utility, man. And I definitely don't see it in Miss Warren. Sorry for the warning. Thing diff. The symbol is diff. Market cap 5K-ish. Listen, man, if you ain't tapped into this journey, you know, so be it. But like I said, man, diff, new platform, man. Finna shake things up in this meme coin world. Been seeing a lot of apps been paying attention and getting ready to push this project, man. So y'all stay tapped in, man. The dApp will be dropping soon for diff. That will be dropping soon for the Big Game and Crypto podcast as well. Like I said, man, we making moves, man. Especially in this space. Want to get a foot in this joint so we can just be established. But like I said, man, it's all educational. No scams involved. Like I said, you can invest in DIF right now. You know what I'm saying? Buy button is in the link tree. But like I said, you know, we on our way to a billion in market cap with everything. You know what I'm saying? Solid project, everything based, man. That's why I do the podcast, for validation, in fact. Especially for those who think. It's funny because people rather invest in folks they don't even hear from. That'd be the weird shit. But, you know, I'm always be transparent. My trades, podcasts, and updates, crypto, whatever, man. So just make sure y'all tapped in, man. Big game. But like I said, man, for the DIF chart, you could tap into the link tree. Everything is provided. I want to say it's a good buy-in right now. So if you want to get a holding position, go on, grab you about 1 million, 2 million in tokens, man, and hold them joints to the launch. Probably even longer. Matter of fact, I'll let you know. Before we go, y'all know I gotta give y'all the meme coin of the week. Now, if you tapped into the link tree, you've probably been seeing meme coin of the week. Just had Netflix on Solana on there recently. It's been going up and down, which I think, you know, they probably done ran that up already. But I wanna put y'all up on game. You know what I'm saying? Some of these market caps probably be at 5K and run up to about 100,000 of 200 to 500, you know, in a quick span though. So you gotta definitely check the link tree. Back and forth like a chart situation, you feel me? So make sure y'all subscribed or whatever, but I'm gonna definitely put y'all up on gang with Windows 98. Now if you, now if you, you know, around, you know, 80s baby and shit like that, then you know, early 90s, you know what I'm talking about. But this is on Solana. Like I said, the market cap is sitting at about $450,000, and this was just launched about an hour ago. Yes, an hour ago. So if you definitely want to tap in with Windows 98, the symbol is Wind, W-I-N-D, 9-8. Tap that in on, you know, Jupiter, Phantom, whatever you trading on or whatever, and get the correct address. Matter of fact, you can hop on Dex Screener. You'll definitely see it in probably the top 10. Like I said, you know, sounds like a run-up, you know what I mean? I seen AOL on there as well. So listen, man, these meme coins running up fast, so you definitely want to hop on the trend of things. So, you know, like I said, that Windows 98 looking real nice. And within an hour, hitting six figures, come on, man. That's just a big game. Can't say I ain't put y'all up on the bag, man. Till next episode, man, y'all be smooth, man. Episode 82. I want to thank y'all for tapping in and listening, man, for real. All I can do is gear the game. I ain't going to force feed you. That's just being me, though. Till next time, though, may y'all be safe. Big gang.
You heard of Bitcoin. Send that bread, my nigga.
And the Tate campaign appreciates your support.